Last week, I was contacted by three second-year students attending the Ursuline College in Sligo Town, Dara Flynn, Avi O'Brien, and Abby McMorrow. And as part of their CBA project, their CSB project, they invited, under their guise, their teacher, Regina Grennan, they invited an ambassador for the Irish Guide Dog Association to talk to their class and to raise some of the experiences about navigating Sligo Town with her guide dog, Sasha. Jackie McBrearty, as well as being an ambassador, is also visually impaired herself. She spoke with warmth about how her guide dog, Sasha, had opened up the world to her, allowing her to explore her surroundings and confidence. However, Jackie also made very clear to the students that she daily faces challenges and, most shockingly, discrimination when it is clearly in breach of our laws. A survey carried out by the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind in December 2023 found that 83% of guide dog owners had a negative experience while trying to access and participate in services and amenities in the previous 12 months. This is in spite of legislation which allows guide dogs and assistance dogs to enter otherwise restricted spaces. Institutions and businesses throughout our state thanks to the Equal Status Act and as a signature of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, compels, not requests, services and amenities to make themselves accessible to those requiring the aid of an assistance dog. These include all forms of public transport. I mean, this should be a given. We all know this. Planes, trains, trams, ferries, taxis. All forms of hospitality, including hostels, hotels, Airbnbs, legally must admit guide dogs. And this extends to cafes, restaurants, pubs, etc. But sadly, compliance with the legislation does not seem to be observed. Jackie reports to students that she'd be refused entry to Sligo University Hospital. And the same humiliation was a word that was used also by Sligo barrister and Paralympian Martin Gordon, who was also refused access to a Dublin restaurant in 2023. This kind of discrimination is not okay, and I think going from the recommendations that this group, that the student or the Ursuline students have said that there is, where they have recommended that we look at public provider or private providers of bins. And that, like that, they're just throwing them, I suppose, e-scooters, and also things like electric bicycles. That actually, the provider, the owners of these, should actually be held accountable, and that they actually training should be done to all hospitality staff and all public service staff.